work at night. She went to school, just about the place she worked for. Well, Capital College, the same thing. And what it was, the switchboard would make some kind of sound. See, she'd be laying with her cot right next to the board. And that's where I'd sleep with her. And if it rained, somebody, say, called up, she'd get up in the night, you know. I mean, that's how she'd wake up, put the plugs in different, wherever you're calling or anything. But, I was wanting to bring that out. And what was I talking about?
Just asking me how you, right before y'all left to Alabama.
Well, anyway, she went on to finish college. She finished the University of Alabama. Then my other brother went to the University of Auburn. It's in Alabama. And all three of them then passed away.
Did you go to college?
I'm the only one, but believe it or not now, my brother wanted to send me to college. I went and took some kind of took a business course and things like that, you know, took different courses like a contomptor course. I don't really know what a contomptor is now, but it's a machine. For a while, it was would add, subtract, multiply, and divide. You'd have whole section of a contomptor to do their work of adding and all, but they don't even have you hold in your hand now what you can do then. But anyway, Charles wanted to send me to college, but I didn't want to. I remembered something. You was asking me about colored people, and I remembered something that one colored person about me didn't know, but knew what his job was. It wasn't too good a job, and I had mentioned before that the house that we lived in was a company house, I mean a boss's house, and so we had a bathroom, but most of the company and the employees had an outhouse, and the colored man that would come by in a prepared wagon, horse-drawn wagon, that would empty the refuge out of the toilets. He would come by, I'm not sure just how often, but he'd make his rounds through the village, and his name was Doc Baker, and his job was to empty the toilets. And I remember that, and I want to say it now.
How did the people treat him today?
I was just fixing to say, that was his job, even though it was maybe what we'd call undesirable, mm-hmm. but that was his job, and he did a good job, and I don't remember any time anybody ever criticizing him or anything. I don't ever remember that, because he done his job, and he done it well.
Go ahead and finish that with yourself.
Well, I was going to mention, too, that I forgot maybe when I was talking to you before. My daddy is buried there in Cordova. And, like I said, he died just 3 years after we moved there. And my daddy, he was a scoutmaster. He had a dark room. He made and developed pictures. He was my good daddy. I remember him well, and the church, I wanted to mention that where he's buried at, we had talked before about mines, and a lot of the graves on the back side of that cemetery had fell through, had caved in because of mines, and of course over time that's been resolved, and they've fixed it now, but at one time the whole graves would just fall through. So I just wanted to add those two things.
Okay, so we're going to summarize the interview up. I'm going to ask you about two or three more questions. Do you feel the time that you lived in Alabama were happy ones while you were a kid?
Oh, yes,
very memorable, happy
ones? Very, very memorable. the thing of it is, you a lot of times you, what you're, the people that you associate with and all, you know, and I can remember that had I stayed there and kind of fell into some of the things that my associates, I might have turned out a different person. But because there was some wild days, and no doubt. But anyway, I remember all my, and I have good pictures of things back that happened at the real world.
Yeah, and you wanted to sing a song before.
No, I've got my song on the tape.
Okay.
That is the background of the
pictures and everything.
Of the pictures, okay. Which is Stars Fell on Alabama.
Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate you taking your time up, and this concludes my interview with Miss Othella McDonald. Thank you.